Lord Jesus Christ, who is watching and who is here. I'd like to bring a meditation this morning. What is death and what is life? As we look at these eight caskets before us, the magnitude of what has happened leaves us awestruck. Intellectually, we have accepted the fact that death has visited us in a mighty way. But where are our feelings? Where are our emotions? Where is the deep understanding? Where are we? What really is death? And what is life? These questions echo in our hearts and our minds, and we struggle to understand. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 2. I think in order to understand death, we must first understand life. We must get a picture of life from God's perspective. So I'd like to read how it began. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So simply put, and yet so profound, we cannot grasp it. God formed man from the dust of the ground. Can you imagine God bending over, taking the dust of the ground that he had created and forming it actually into the form of a body? And the mind of God conceived the circulatory system, the brain and its function, respiration, all of it. God designed it. There it is. But inanimate, unliving. Then God did something very personal. God bent over and he breathed into that inanimate body. And when the Spirit of God was breathed into him, he became a living soul. That's life. So then, what is death? Death is the reverse of that process. And Ecclesiastes tells us this. It says, when death occurs, then shall the dust return to earth as it was. You see, we were taken from the earth. We are earthly. Our bodies were made of the earth. We are earthly. But you know, earthly things cannot enter heaven. And so, in order for us to enter heaven, we must drop this earthly body. And we call that death. We don't understand it. We have never really experienced it. And yet, the Word of God tells us this is so. Not only does it say that the dust shall return to the earth as it was, but it also goes on to tell us, and the Spirit to God who gave it. Now, we call that death. I wonder what God calls it. You see, from God's perspective, there is no death in the sense that we think of it. We think of it as the end. We can no longer communicate with those who have gone on. But God can. And so God looks at death from a totally different perspective than what we do. Yes, what is death and what is life? I'd like to also turn to Job, because he speaks of death. Job chapter 14 and verse 14 says this, if a man die, shall he live again? And that's a question that people have asked through the ages. If a man die, shall he live again? Job answers it in a measure by saying this. If a man die, shall he live again? Question. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. And as I look out over the sea of faces here today, and God bless you for coming. But as I look at all of you, you know what I'm thinking? How many caskets will it take? How many caskets will there be for this audience? And you know, we're all moving in that direction. We're all one day closer to our appointed time, to our change. So what is death and what is life? I'd like to go to the words of Jesus. You know, you're going to hear something today. You're going to hear a message preached today that Jesus never preached. Yes, you are. You're going to hear a funeral message today, and Jesus Christ never preached a funeral message. Because whenever He was at a funeral, He raised them to life. Because He is the author of life. Death cannot stand in the presence of Jesus Christ. And so I'd like to take you to the words of Jesus in John chapter 11, verse 25, where Jesus is talking to Martha. I'll read verse 24 as well. They're talking about Lazarus, who had died 4 days previously. And Jesus says to her in verse 23, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth, and I like that E-T-H ending, because it means an ongoing process. Whosoever lives, continues to live, and believes, continues to believe, in me, Jesus said, shall never die. Believest thou this? Now that's death from God's perspective. For His beloved, my friends, there is no death. There is one death spoken of in the Bible that I hope not one soul in this audience will ever experience. And that's the second death, talked about, spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, where it says, "Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death." And by God's grace, you have opportunity today to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, and continue believing in Him, trusting on Him, until your appointed time, until your change comes. And then you too will be ushered into life. Some years ago, God shared a poem with me. Today I'd like to share it with you. The title of it is Transported. I've adapted it to this occasion, and I want to dedicate it to the congregation of the Marylebone Brotherhood, and to the families involved in the passing of their loved ones. And then I want to extend it to you who are in the audience and to the community at large. Transported. Deep in the glories of heaven, alive mid the angels of God, I see them rejoicing, though here paths of sorrow were trod. Weeping, we grieve how we miss them. Their love and their singing we need. Now they're in the land of the living, and we, dying men, are as seed. Seeds that are planted a lifetime, in dying, take root in the sod. Then glory. Jesus will bloom in the presence of God. We are among those who are dying. These have gone on into the land of the living. But that parting, beloved, is difficult. The Apostle Paul says that we would be knit together in love. And I was privileged to be with the Esch family just a little over 2 weeks ago. I was here enjoying that love that I felt was so knit in these families and in this community and in this church. And I could sense that love. There it was, all knit together. Some of you sisters perhaps do some knitting. But when you start taking a knitted piece of fabric apart, you've got a job on your hands. Because each thread is looped among several other loops, and they're all intertwined. And that's how God wants our lives to be. All intertwined. And when death comes and rips that apart, there's the fiber of life that is being torn. And it is painful. But we realize that on the other side, God is weaving a much more beautiful tapestry. He's putting it together with thread that can never be broken. He's putting it together with living fibers that will live forever. And may God bless you to experience that as well. I trust that as we're here together today, not only are we one step nearer the grave, but may it draw our hearts closer to our Savior. He's coming again, Maranatha. Shall we rise for prayer? O God, our Heavenly Father, at this moment, we pause before you. Lord, you've done a work in our community that we cannot fathom. We don't understand, but we trust you. We'll continue to walk with you, Lord, until our change comes. We just pray, dear Father, your blessing, your Holy Spirit, to speak to every one of us here today. That the Word of God might have free course, not just from the lips of the pastor, but, oh God, in our hearts. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.